T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Action Network, SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio as well. Jason Sobel is with us. Jason, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. How's your quarantine going?
Oh, probably about the same as everybody else's. Just sort of sitting around waiting for everything to happen, but trying to stay safe. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, where are you, Jason?
I'm based in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. So we were talking with somebody else in Florida earlier about the terrible job the governor's done there. That, you know,
yeah.
you know, how do you feel there? Do you feel safe there?
Yeah, I mean, we are not very far from Disney World, a bunch of other tourist attractions, but quite honestly, I don't see it. I'm one of these guys, and when I'm not on the road covering the PGA Tour, I basically work from home, and so I've got sort of my own stay-at-home order, which is if I don't need to leave the house, I don't really leave the house, and I kind of don't interact with a whole lot of people. Granted, it's probably more on a regular basis than it is right now, but you know, kind of limit, you know, the amount of people I see. We don't live in a big city or anything. We're not downtown Orlando. So, you know, I don't see a whole lot of people on a usual basis anyway. So, you know, now you're just trying to stay away, stay home, be safe. So
Yep. We're
just trying to do that.
Jason, did want to have you on, obviously, to talk a little bit about golf because, I mean, to me, and I'm curious your thoughts on this because you cover it and so extensively. And, you know, I think that golf could be one of the first sports that comes back. I mean, like here in Ohio, like our golf courses are still open with social distancing, which I think could be possible on some of these things. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the timeline, and could golf or maybe even tennis be one of the top sports to come back?
So a couple of things with this. First of all, if you recall, a few weeks ago, just as the coronavirus was sort of gaining momentum here in the U.S., the day after the NBA suspended the league, after other sports leagues were halting play, the PGA Tour said, we are going to play the first round of the Players' Championship, and we're going to have fans through the front gates. And they played just like nothing had ever changed and just like there was nothing going on. And a few hours into that first round, they announced no fans for the next three rounds. By that night, they canceled the final three rounds and canceled other tournaments for the next month, and they've since canceled even more than that. Because of that, it's tough to criticize the PGA Tour in a bubble. They're trying to at least say, hey, let's go business as usual. Let's try this and see what happens. And obviously, I mean, within 24 hours, they understood that it was the wrong move. Because of that, I think the PGA Tour is going to fall in line with other sports leagues when it is time to return. I would expect the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL to announce first, and then the PGA Tour says, hey, we're doing it as well. That said, I think those other sports probably need some sort of training camp before they can return to actual play and actual competition. The PGA Tour, for the most part, I mean, there's got to be some infrastructure, got to be some scheduling things to decide, but for the most part, they could say, hey, we're having a tournament next week, and players, get yourselves ready, and you're going to be as ready as you can and go out and play golf. So I think it could be one of the first to return. I just don't think it'll be one of the first to announce that it will return. If I know that's sort of splitting hairs a little bit.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Jason Sobel with us, Golf Writer Action Network. Jason, I know I saw you retweet something earlier today about there was a report that the British Open might be canceled. There could be an announcement today. As of now, as far as I know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it hasn't been canceled yet. That's not till July. Are you surprised if they do cancel this week that they're not waiting? Because I guess it's possible by July they could play it. That seems a little premature to cancel that tournament at this point.
So there was a Golf Digest report late last night saying that it would be canceled. The RNA came out today and said that they are not yet canceling and they're looking into different provisions, including potential postponement. Now, it's interesting, and I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know this was possible, but apparently the reason why Wimbledon was canceled and not postponed is because Wimbledon had pandemic insurance. And so by canceling, instead of pushing back and pushing back, they can collect on that insurance policy.
Wow.
And apparently the RNA has the same thing for the Open Championship. So there's a reason why they would cancel earlier than some other events that want to push back and say, hey, maybe we can get it in later in the year.
Makes sense.
Jason Sobel's with us from the Action Network. Jason, I want to ask you about this potential Tiger Phil matchup again, which sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like it could happen. But I guess the most important thing is, you know, what's Tiger Woods' health right now? Because he hasn't played in a while.
Well, I wrote a column about it yesterday, and I said, look, in a world right now where we don't have any sports whatsoever, to just talk about the potential of having the two of these guys and maybe Tom Brady and Peyton Manning as rumored included in that as well. Sure, let's see it. I've been watching marble racing on YouTube. I'll take anything at this point right now. That said, there's a bunch of hurdles to get over. One is that this needs to be a PGA Tour sanctioned event. It's not going to be an official event, but because they're PGA Tour members, the tour needs to give them a waiver and sort of help run the tournament themselves. They did it the last time they played the match a year and a half ago. And so I'm not sure the PGA Tour would necessarily do that before they were coming back with their own tournaments. So that's first of all. Secondly, as I wrote, what you mentioned is I have not heard one word from Tiger Woods other than a tweet saying, hey, everybody stay safe, stay healthy. You know, we're going to do our best to keep everybody, safe down here. So I have no idea what his health is. I have no idea if he's trying to play golf. I have no idea if he's huddled up at home with his family. I don't know what's going on with Tiger right now, but for anyone who thinks that, hey, maybe mid-summer, you know, if it looks like things are turning around before any of the leagues come back, maybe Tiger and Phil have their own match, I think you have to assume that Tiger is healthy and ready to go because he hasn't played in over a month and a half now. And the last time he played, he finished dead last of those who made the cut at the Genesis Invitational out in Los Angeles.
So, all right, so that's good points, of course. Don't know the health of Tiger Woods, but if this were to be sanctioned and Tiger was healthy and all in for it, how would they do it? Like, what would be the logistics of being able to do this? Like, how many people would you have to be able to have, like, at the course? I mean, could you do it where, I mean, literally you could maybe have 20 people involved in this event, maybe a few more, and pull this off for a television broadcast?
Yeah, I've had people on Twitter suggesting to me that, hey, all they need are, you know, a couple of players and their caddies and, you know, a couple of cameramen and they can guess the sound. Like, that's not how it works. Trust me, it takes dozens of people to get a TV broadcast onto actual television. I mean, this is not, I know we're all getting used to, like, being on Zoom conference calls and doing FaceTime with everybody. You cannot FaceTime a golf event and make it look like anything that somebody would want to watch. You could do that with maybe some other sports, maybe a tennis match. You sit in the middle and kind of go back and forth and you can see kind of what's going on. You can't follow a ball in the air when shooting's on your phone. You need actual cameras. You need towers to show that. There's a lot involved in this kind of stuff. So I really don't think it's something for that reason and for other reasons, I don't think it's something that's going to happen until, if not after other sports return, then just before. I can't imagine that this is something that we should expect in the next few weeks, next month, really even the next few months. I think a lot of this stems from Phil Mickelson on Twitter on Monday evening answering a fan's question about getting together with Tiger and having another match, and Phil said working on it, and that really just sort of got everybody excited. Everyone say, oh my gosh, I'm working on it. They're going to play. And I think that Phil himself, if he could go back a little bit, say, I just meant we're working on it at some point. Yeah. I didn't mean like next week we're going to go play golf. It's going to be on TV.
We're talking with Jason Sobel from the Action Network talking golf. Jason, which PGA Tour player is most excited that when they come back, he won't have to shake anybody's hand?
Patrick Reed is probably public enemy number one right now on the PGA Tour. There are a couple of villains out there, but he's the most villainous of the villains. And I don't know that it's necessarily with his PGA Tour peers, although he's gotten into it a little bit with a few guys. But I think it's more, hey, cool, I don't have to go deal with the fans. Great. I'm not shaking hands with any fans, not fist bumping anyone. Sounds good to me.
You know, I saw you had a tweet about a senior event that was canceled. I can't remember that. But I would think, you know, knowing that obviously this virus is more dangerous for older people and the numbers, for whatever reason, it's also been more dangerous for men than women. I would think that even when golf comes back, I would think the senior tour would probably be behind that. Would make sense, don't you think?
Here's the thing. I've been asked about, you know, sort of tournaments coming back a lot. Yep. on different interviews over the past couple of weeks. I've said the one thing we have to keep in mind is that this is not just about the players. This is not, hey, let's have tournaments and, right, you know, test the players and make sure that Rory McIlroy doesn't get coronavirus, or on the senior tour, hope that Scott McCarron and Bernard Langer don't get coronavirus. This is about marshals and volunteers. Yep. And tournament officials and all sorts of other people. And so you make a great point in that, yes, it does affect older people, it seems, more than younger people. Well, you go to any PGA Tour event, you go to any golf event, period, whether it's PGA Tour, LPGA, Champions Tour, European Tour over there, a lot of the officials who give their time for the week are retired people who have the time to give. Who say, hey, mm-hmm, I don't have to take a week off of work to spend at this tournament because I don't work anymore, and I'd love to be outside just kind of around the tournament and helping out any way that I can. And so I think that the PGA Tour and other tours out there in golf have to be very cognizant of the fact that this is a large subsection of your volunteerism, which without them they really can't run tournaments. I don't think you want to put them in harm's way, because quite frankly, let's face it, the life of a 67-year-old retiree who's volunteering at your golf tournament isn't any less valuable than the life of Rory McIlroy or Brooks Koepka.
Great point.
I mean, let's make sure that we're keeping everybody safe and not just the golfers.
Well said, well said.
So you work for the Action Network, of course, Jason. So what are people betting on these days? The weather?
It's nothing. Yeah, I've seen some bet your weatherman, and you can win against the weatherman. There's esports right now. That's getting a little bit bigger, betting on esports. I've actually done some DraftKings lineups on esports. I had absolutely no idea. I was showing it to a buddy. He goes, what game are they playing? And I go, I don't know, like Madden 20? I have no idea what they're doing. I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they are. But I put some money down on these guys who are playing esports because I'm so bored and I have nothing else to bet on. There was actually, I looked at my betting site that I use, and they had lottery on there. And I go, I don't want to play the lottery. I want to bet on who's going to win the lottery. I figure I'd get really good odds on that. Go, hey, Joe from Buffalo, he's going to go win the lottery today. I can get, like, what, 50 million to one on that guy? I'll throw a buck on him. Why not? Let's see what happens.
Hey, when the player is only NBA 2K tournament, so that's, he's good value right there.
There you go. There you go. We're actually doing that. I lost you there for a second, so I missed the first part of that, but
Zach LaVine.
Right now, we're doing a one-on-one tournament. We are showing guys playing against each other, and it's doing great content because people have nothing else to watch. And I will tell you guys, just to promote something that I did, I finished writing a couple days ago. It took me about 5 or 6 days. This shows you how bored that I've been. I have a 40,000-word piece coming out next week. I'll give you a little hint. It's during Masters Week. Coming out next week that I think people are really going to enjoy.
Nice. We'll look forward to that, Jason. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.